Hiya, it's Simon here from the Oldham Chronicle with another of my music features and with The Recreation. So Owen, Sam, George and Tom,
hello.
How are you lads? Okay. Hi. Well, so first things first, we're sort of only a couple of days down the line from another gig down in Manchester at the Ruby Lounge. You were supporting Noasis, I gather.
Yeah, George, supporting them a couple of times now.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. Yeah.
The main support this time.
Yeah.
So it was pretty busy.
Was it?
Pretty patchy.
Was there other support bands on or just yourself?
Yeah, actually it was M60 who are our mates, the supporters at Artman.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I think it was just a coincidence to be honest, right. They ended up supporting with us.
Right, okay. Noasis obviously rate you highly then if they...
But he's more the promoter, he's called Mike Huff, like he put us on.
Yeah.
Like he does them nights. And he's really sound like he's like probably like he's the best promoter like I think out there.
Yeah.
Like, the most like treats the bands fairly.
Yeah.
And like always sorts as a good slot.
Yeah.
Like he's sound.
Oh, brilliant! I bet he'll be glad to hear that. But you did a gig recently at Artma in Central Manchester, and it's just off Stevenson Square there, and you put the gig on yourselves.
Yeah.
And it went down really really well, didn't it? Owen, do you want to just tell us about that? I mean,
yeah, it was good. So like basically like since we started, like we've always done like bad, like nights through promoters who were obviously trying to earn a living, who were like give you like barely any money from tickets, like overcharge like fans, which is like not what you want really. So we just like decided to hire out a venue ourselves, like which was pretty cheap to hire out, and just like do like low possible ticket prices and like give all the bands like who were our mates who we had supporting, and it was just like a class night really, just like full of like just full of.
It's, I mean, obviously, Artma, Tom, it's like a really sort of high-profile venue, really,
yeah,
isn't it? So to get a ton of people in, you must have been buzzing it.
Yeah,
I think it was.
Some
of the footage I've seen, it was a pretty good gig, wasn't it? How many would you say you had in?
Roughly over 100.
Yeah, it's only 150 cap venue.
Yeah.
It's definitely over 100.
Yeah.
Quite a lot of people came on door.
Yeah, did they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, good stuff. And obviously just going a little bit further back, you played at Oldham Rocks, Sam, at Jackson's Pit. Did you enjoy that?
That was really good.
Just a bit of a hometown show. So who was you on there that with that night?
Cal. It was called Cal Morris.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was another band that played, but they were like last minute. Like it was only meant to be us and Cal Morris, I think.
Yeah.
They turned up. But that was good, like, yeah. Like, I like Jackson's Pit. Like, it's a good venue.
It's always nice to play back at home, isn't it?
Well, this is it. Yeah, it's obviously after the kind of demise of Tokyo's, and you know, maybe you'll play at Jackson's again soon.
Yeah,
is it something you'd like to do?
Yeah, definitely. I like Jackson's.
Yeah, I think it's good to have such a cool venue.
Yeah,
it's close to home. Yeah,
It's not like a night out really, but it is good to have a venue. It'd be good if it got like more support because it like, is good that Oldham has a venue. Like not many like. It's more like the cities you go to for the venues and like we have them, but
You released Sofa, which was in May, and now, you know, how did that
went really well. Like obviously we've only like we've done like two singles like from You and Sofa, both with Pete from Studio in Whitworth. And that went really well, like both of them, like, well obviously we talked about You before, but like Sofa got on BBC Introducing, so it's class that they support us, like that's sick. The support for like young bands, like on the national stage. Well, it's Manchester in it, but like the BBC in it.
It does
find that they don't just leave them behind. It's really good. It's a, like a class platform that everyone seems to go through really nowadays.
George, was that the video you did for Sofa? Was that the one you did in that mill that burnt down?
That's the one. Yeah.
Is it
iconic?
Yeah. Iconic. Yeah. Is it what mill was it again?
It's in Delft, was it
called?
Was it called?
I can't remember what it was, but it was like
Sam Cotton told us all about it.
Yeah.
Across the road from Fresca.
All right.
Italian restaurant. Maybe the last video footage of it before it burned down.
Yeah.
It's iconic.
Was it literally like a week or two
it was
before?
A couple of weeks after. A few weeks after.
Yeah. That helps, doesn't it, when you can get somebody into who sort of filmed the video for you?
Us.
We had a tripod and George was born.
It was
we did have a camera and George always came up, but we didn't have any memory on it.
Yeah.
It was because we ran out of memory on our phone, so it was between two phones.
Yeah.
Like
we
did it. And we just did like a different angles of the band and then like individual shots.
Yeah, we nearly got kicked out, but...
All for our £0 budget as well.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, you've always done that. You've always been a DIY type band, haven't you? And it seems to be working for you at the moment. So... But obviously you've been in the studio and you've got this four track EP coming out. So firstly, obviously, I've got to ask you about the name. The Flowery Bucket Hat EP. Now, obviously, I've seen the image on the, well, all the listeners can see the image on Twitter and Facebook and that. Where's that idea come from?
It's just another one of our like, terrible inside jokes. Yeah. I was like, right. I just remember back to like a year ago, which feels like so long ago when we did Be Nice All of You.
Yeah.
It's just another inside joke. It's
yeah. So somebody's got a flowery bucket hat.
That's it. That's right. Okay. It's not that much of an inside joke.
Yeah. Okay. We went to Tea in the Park in Leeds this year.
Right.
And Tom picked up this flowery bucket hat.
Right.
It
became iconic.
Yeah.
So the flowery bucket hat, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. So when that's coming out on it, is it October the 28th? Is it?
Yeah. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Right. Is it a watch this space type thing? Is it?
Yeah. It's right, within okay. the 28th. It's just like, I think it'll definitely be out by the 28th, like out on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like hopefully it'll be out on Spotify and iTunes and everything.
Yeah. Okay.
Like it's just, it's done, everything's done. We're just like waiting on it being mixed at the moment.
I see.
But obviously there's a waiting time for like Spotify and stuff like that, and iTunes and that. So it'll definitely be out on the 28th. Mm. Like,
yeah.
But you might have to wait to get it on Spotify and iTunes if you're one of them.
Okay, no problem. Well, we've got on the Cadillac, the Gateway, Tonight and Taxi. So are they kind of, is it a wide range? Is it all different tracks?
Not,
or is it?
It's like, because we've only released two singles like at gigs. Like Artma was so good because like it was the first gig we did, like when we played You and Sofa, like everybody, like, well, not everybody, but half of the crowd there like knew the tunes, like, which you never really had before, because we played gigs like the Ruby Lounge, we just played like that was packed, so it was probably like 400 people in there, but like they were there for an Oasis. But what was good about Artma was that people were there for our tunes, so like for them gigs in the future, we just want more like tunes, you know, like just live tunes, four more 3-minute live tunes that everyone knows. Mm. So like I'd say it's better, but the same.
Yeah, yeah. Is it, have you got, for instance, have you got other tracks that you could have considered for this EP, or is it?
We've got, like, more tracks, like, all the next EPs are planned out and singles.
It's always been this, hasn't it?
But these were always going to be the four tracks, because I think, like, once you've got, like, a solid 30-minute set, then you can start bringing out stuff that's more, like, where you do, but if you've got, what we bring out, we've got to play live, because we've only released two singles, so now we'll have released six songs, so you're going to have to play them live.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can't really do, like, some, like, Western synth track at the moment. I mean, maybe the next EP.
Well, I was going to say, just kind of get ready to finish off now, but Tom, I mean, you know, it's over this last couple of years that I've been sort of following you, you're just coming on, the momentum seems to be still building, doesn't it? I know I keep asking you that, but you know, getting all that at the Artman the other week and big crowd at weekend.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Now it's not just our mates at gigs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's people who turn up and are just like, oh, like, I love you and Sofa, and like, I don't know who they are. You know what I mean? That though, which is a sick feeling.
I think it's just constant graft, really, isn't it?
True.
I was going to say, do you feel as though your hard work's paying off now?
Yeah, definitely. Especially in the past half year since we released You. That's where we sort of see the turnaround point. Like, like when we say our first single's You, that's because like, all the other like EPs and stuff we did,
it was just for us, wasn't it?
Just for us, really. But like when we brought You out, like we just picked up, like now we have like a decent following all across the country, like through people we don't know, who are like constantly messaging us, like asking us to play their places, which is just sick.
Brilliant. So what, just to finish off then, what gig, where can the listeners see the Recreation anytime soon then? What's the plan gig wise?
I think we're at the Ruby Lounge again in December, 23rd of December for a Christmas gig. That's about it.
That's it. Yeah, that's the main one. It's an all day. It's called Jordan Allen. He's headlining. It's unsigned bands. 23rd December, the Friday before Christmas.
Yeah.
All day, free entry at Ruby Lounge, which is again through the promoter who put us on at Oasis, who's Sound Mike Huff. He's called. Yeah. If you all want to go, tell him how Sound is.
Yeah. Good stuff. Okay. Yeah. And obviously we'll watch out for you at the likes of Jackson's and that. See if Mick Harwood at Scoops and Boots puts anything on, but but for now, lads, thanks a lot, and let's hope the listeners check out the Flowery Bucket Hat EP next month. All right,
thanks,
cheers, lads. Yes, thanks a lot. Cheers.